This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program. Find our news stories online at frequencynews.ca or cfur.ca. February is Black History Month. Welcome, everybody listening. This part of our annual calendar provides a reminder to celebrate Black history in Canada and the USA. But here in Prince George, Clavey Tenay, we can look forward to at least two events in particular. And joining us in the studio today to talk about them is Ophia Patrick of Afro PG Events, joined with Samuel Ovu. Thanks so much for coming to the studio. Welcome back.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
It's great to have you here.
Yeah, it's great to be back.
And it's good to have some Afro PG events back as well. Afro PG, you know, you've put on a number of events over the past 4 years, is that right?
We did one 2022 December, but we took a break, but we got back last year, so yeah.
So a good track record here in a beautiful city, and the events, they're open to all,
yeah.
And they bring community together, they provide opportunities to network, connect, and have fun.
Of course. I think that's like basically the main aim of why we did it, like somewhere you can go to and like have fun, where you meet people that maybe you necessarily will not see like on a normal day and stuff. But I mean, last year we had 3 events, and by God's grace, we were sold out. So we're just like, okay, it's Black History Month again. So let's kick off with this as usual.
Yeah, you're kicking off 2026 pretty strong so far, hey? Yeah, it looks to be like it will be another busy year for Afro PG. That's exciting.
Yeah.
This February 2026 here, we've got a soccer tournament coming up and a club night.
The soccer leads into the night shift event. I mean, we've been dabbling around with the idea for a little bit. So last year, we wanted to do something, but there was like another group organizing it, so we couldn't do that. October, the Nigerian Independence, we tried to do something, but we had not maybe built enough relationships to go about it. But as early as summer last year, we had already started making provisions for the Black History Month tournament this year. And shout out to the Francophone Association of Prince George. We are partnering with them for this. And also shout out to UMBC, because when we started speaking and going back and forth, the international office actually and the Office of Diversity and Inclusion actually paid for the venue to help us do that.
Nice.
So like the reception has been nice, like off of the track record of what we did last year. So like the soccer tournament goes on for 4 days. Mm-hmm. It goes from the 20th, the 21st, then the 27th and the 28th.
Right, kind of a dual weekend, 4-day tournament.
Yeah, so like on the 27th, we have a match from 5 to 8. Then at 9, we go to the club. So like it's a packed weekend, basically. Then on the 28th, we have the finals.
Excellent. Yeah. It's not the first tournament you've organized. And,
no.
What are some of the successes of the last one you'd like to repeat on this one? Or perhaps what aspects are you hoping to strengthen and improve this time around?
I mean, participation generally has always been like something that is kind of a back and forth, because sometimes like the flyer, like the one for last year, I think the flyer was out 2 weeks before the event,
right?
And then you have people that cannot move their schedules. But as early as the first week of January, we had put out the flyers, like just kind of give people time, because of course people still love dying in it. We should not forget that. But participation is something that we, not just the players playing, but also like spectators, we want to make it big enough that people come to watch the event. I say this a lot because the success of an event leads to makes the next event greater. So like now we are having guests that are going to give out like the cup, the awards, like we've sent out invites, and because of the success of the last one, people are willing to come out and support. Like it just makes more sense when you come to play soccer and people are cheering. It just makes sense. So we're trying to mostly participation and also visibility as well. We have like someone from the Afro PG media team, Joseph, is going to cover that part of the event here. So like that way, these like there are pictures to show that like we are doing this, because we're also trying to build our portfolio for something greater like next year or sometime in the year.
This type of event isn't just for people playing football or soccer. It's for the audience as well. I mean, anybody who wants to tune into the World Cup this year is aware of that, right?
Yeah.
But there's more to it than just playing the game. It's an experience that everybody can really get behind. And what a better venue.
Yeah, the Northern Sports Center. Grateful to them, Julia most especially. We've been back and forth with this. And like when we were able to like figure out the dates, even made a few adjustments to it, she was very, very receptive to everything that we tried to do. And of course, when it's Afro-PG, we tried to twitch it up a little bit just to make it better. And she was very, very open to the idea of everything we wanted to do. Even, I mean, of course, we make demands that are a bit off, but yeah, I think she understands the vision and she sees what we're trying to do, just like a little organization trying to make their way here in Prince George. And it's always good when you're discussing with someone that understands the vision, because if they understand the vision, then it's always going to work out well for both of you, because she gets it that you're trying to make your way and she tries her best to support. So yeah, shout out to Julia.
You mentioned that you've made a few relationships with different nonprofit organizations in the community since the first time you've organized an event.
Yeah.
And that's enabled the growth of these in a few different ways.
Yeah.
It's an evolution of the event. It's stronger, better, and a solid component of Afro-PG's events are the dance parties, right?
Yeah, you know, like when we came back last year, I mean, I had an interview with you on the 31st of January last year, so I was looking at the video and I was like, oh, Ian actually gave me my first interview like for this event. So like back in the day it was, oh, we're trying to sell something that has not been seen for at least 3 years now, and we're coming back again to tell you that, oh, we're going to give you what we gave you 3 years ago, but we're going to make it better. And it was a bit hard. It was as if you're selling a product that someone had never used before. You're asking them to pre-order something that they had not used before. But we kept on going, and like, of course, we did not disappoint in the first event. So the second one, it wasn't as hard to get people there. Then the third one, like, now people anticipate the next event, like when we're doing it. And like, and shout out to people of Prince George also, like the reception is really, really, really great. They've accepted us as a part of the community, and also other organizations that sometimes even reach out by themselves, or we reach out to them and they're like, oh, we've heard of you guys, we want to work with you guys, like how do we make you guys comfortable to do this and do that? So like, yeah, we're grateful that off of 1 year and 3 events, and I mean other volunteer services in the community, we're able to do this right now, like at the scale that we're doing it. We're really, really grateful. Yeah.
The audience, I think, is going to be delighted to hear that this is coming back again, right?
Yeah.
So Friday, February 27th, the Night Shift Black History Month edition club night at Ignite Nightclub is coming. And I want to emphasize that Afro-PG's events are anything but a standard night, you know, out of the club. You know, you bring someone in to hype the crowd. There's multiple DJs. There's live instrumentation. These events are entertainment. It's a show. You know, it happens once. And if you miss it, you're just not going to get to have that experience again.
Like, we're just very, very grateful that, I mean, now when they talk about events, people are like, okay, go to Afro-PG's page and see how an event is done. I was at home one of these days, and like the owner of the club, Ignite, called me and was like, oh, somebody wants to do an event. They want you guys to show them how an event is done. And it's like, ah, wow. Like,
like, okay, we're being noticed.
Yeah. So it's like, I say this all the time, like when somebody pays $20 for an event, they are stakeholders in this investment now. And we don't want to give you like good return on your investment so that you can come back next time. Because the investment is you paying $20 for 3 events. We had people that came for like 3 of our events and like now, and they are looking to buy tickets for this event. So it's always like a good thing when something like this comes around. So yeah, we think we're happy that our event is above standard, or at least standard enough for people to attend 3 times in a year.
Could you tell us who you're bringing in for the Night Shift Black History Month edition this February 27th? What can the audience expect? What's coming down the line here?
We're bringing DJ Vinny Bugatti.
All right, he's coming back. Yes.
At this point, I call him the resident DJ for Afro-PG.
Nice.
We have DJ Leo Shapi. His first time in Prince George was last year, October.
Yeah.
He was here in October, and as usual, Jamie Sachs.
This is his
third time in Prince George.
Nice.
Sazzy, the hype man, fifth time actually in Prince George.
Wow.
Then Damax again, his fourth time. So like these guys are people that like they've been here, they appreciate the community, that like they're always happy to come back. Yeah. And very grateful that we're able to get these guys, because actually if you go to Vancouver, these guys are the best at what they do. Yeah. Like I sometimes they come here after the event, they have another event in somewhere like Calgary the next day. So we're booking flights out of for them to come to Prince George today, and like the next day they're flying out to somewhere else. So like some of them right now are on tour, but like once we call and we're like, oh, it's Prince George again, they're like, oh, I love that. Yeah. A small city is able to do this. And like, yeah, because I can never forget the first stages to book these guys, and like you're telling them that, oh, it's Prince George, and they're like, send me a video of your event, and I'm like, there are no videos from any events, but we promise you that it's gonna bang, it's gonna make sense. And they're like, they're a bit skeptical, and it's like you just keep convincing them once again that don't worry, when you come this time, now we have videos to show others. And like, I mean, they agreed to be our lab rats basically to see what happened, and like now they are willing to come like and over and over
to
again.
To add to that, I did bump into Lil Chap after the last event. I bumped into him in Vancouver, and I was like, oh yeah, so when are you guys going to have your next event? At the time, we haven't fixed the date, and I was like, I'm not sure, maybe in the summer. And you could see the disappointment in his face. He was like, I want to come back as soon as possible.
Yeah.
So doing this now is, I feel like is, the artists are also going to enjoy that event themselves.
Yeah.
And one of my favorite amongst the artists is the drummer. I like this next event, we are trying to see if we'd give them like say 30 or 45 minutes of strictly drums.
Nice.
Then the saxophonist also just go off the saxophonist, and then give the DJ some time to rest. Yeah.
Cycle people through, you really create an event like that, and you found the artists and partners willing to take a risk, mm-hmm. and experiment alongside yourselves. You know, it required you to show up first, you know, and like, come on, get it on my dream here.
Yeah.
It's really starting to click, you know, you're multiple years into it, you're building a community, and now some of these artists are actually building a little kind of tour out of it, where they're able to land here in Prince George as one of the destinations and turn into a multi-date.
Yeah.
And this is, you know, really important for the arts community of BC, yes. when you're able to do that, right?
Yeah, I was talking to someone after the last event, and she was like, do you know what your events do for the community? She was trying to get her nails done, and everywhere was booked out. And like she said, the human that picked the call was like, oh, are you black people doing anything? Like, the store is booked, and black people have been coming into the store like every day to do their nails. People are doing their, and she's like, yeah, there's an event. So it's like, off of like, boys go to get haircuts, girls are going to get their nails done, like people are ordering new clothes for the event. And let's not talk about like the taxis. I was like, actually, I think at some point, you're right, it's going to give us a deal, because nights of our events, like it's off. Like people, of course, people want to have fun, they don't want to drive, because like we also try to make sure that like people's safety after the event, like we make that a priority, make sure that everybody gets home safe. So we're always of the opinion that, you know what, just get a U-ride, like, so that, because of course the cops also are waiting for you to do something crazy. And like, it's like a full circle moment. Everybody kind of benefits from the events that we do, and grateful from the events we had in the summer after the first one. At every point in time, someone is flying in from a different city to come to Prince George. Yeah, so we're grateful for that as well.
Yeah, all these little bits and pieces, you know, pull together. They participate in the local economy, the event planning, the transportation. It all adds up, right?
Yeah.
And you look at all the events that we have in town, this is what makes up the fabric of our community, right?
Yeah, actually, it's, it does.
People like yourselves making stuff happen. So thanks for taking time to come into the studio and share what you're up to. Yeah. Again, this February, we can't wait to see what happens again down the road here in 2026.
Thank you very much.
Exciting.
Yeah, always having us. Thank
Absolutely.
You
Absolutely. And tickets, right? So there's room for one more team to register in the Saga tournament.
Yeah.
If they want to get in on that, they can email afropgentertainment@gmail.com with a team name.
Yes.
And a team list. Who's on your team?
Yeah.
And get on it.
Yeah, I mean, right now, if you have a team that you want to register, you can register that then. I think 2 weeks from the event, which is by next week, we should have like the team list so that we, because we're trying to make provisions for everybody, merch, and like medals and stuff, like, of course, because we're giving like awards to the highest goal scorer, MVP, best defender, and best goalie.
Yeah.
So we're making provisions for that. So like once we get your team list, because we also have to sign waivers, safety waivers as well, because to play in this tournament, you have to have your shin guard on. That's just like a bit of extra measures so that everybody's safe. So we have to prepare like a waiver for everybody and stuff. We're almost there.
All the necessary pieces are lining up and falling into place. There are tickets left for Ignite Nightclub event.
Yes, and now they can just go to the Afro PG page.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And click the link. We have a link for tickets on Eventsbrite.
Okay.
So, I mean, once again, we're growing again. Now we can do the Eventsbrite link. And also, we have fiscal tickets for people that maybe
prefer
fiscal tickets to go in online to click the link. Fair. But for everybody's convenience, you can always click the link in the bio and
excellent. Get tickets available on Eventbrite. And if physical is what you want, you'd text 250-981-3862.
Yes, or just message AfroPG.
So that's $20 in advance, and it's going to be more at the door, folks.
Yes,
only more than 25, maybe more. I don't know. Could be heavy demand. You don't want to wait in line.
Yeah, I mean, just get your tickets now, because I mean, it's always crazy at the door. So right now, the tickets prices are in the hands of AfroPG. But at the time you get to the door, your ticket prices are in the hands of the club owners and AfroPG. So we have to make something that makes sense at the door. And sometimes it's more expensive at the door. I mean, we wanted to have fun at a discounted rate. So get your tickets now.
Further down the road, so after the soccer tournament, the Black History Month event, the city should anticipate some more events down the road. That's in the summer. So
there will be more to look forward to.
Yes,
listen, pay more attention. AfroPG's got something cooking.
Yeah, we're coming.
Thank you both so much for coming into CIFA Radio. This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives program. Find our news stories online at frequencynews.ca. or CFUR.ca.